will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
So, Ty, are you mad at me?
I'm never mad at you, RSB. I was just teasing.
Well, Super Don secretly recorded what you do because it gets pretty monotonous doing the numbers that you do in CPA tax season, and it was like a very interesting 2D song.
Oh, you know what? It, anything that you can do to break up the monotony of tax season for me is actually a positive. So I was actually laughing at a lot of the stuff over the last couple of days that you guys have been doing to help break the monotony. So I appreciate it. Not really, not upset at all. The only person I'm upset with is Buttar.
Of course, I'm
upset with him all the time.
Of course, but we dedicated the gaseous emissions of the Robert Scott Bell Show. if Monty Python were here, you'd hear I fart in your general direction.
In your general direction.
So anyway, I'm glad. What a good sport, as I knew you would be. Anyway, TMB, RSB, and of course we are doing Outside the Box together again. And we can go all over the place. I mean, that was an amazing story last hour. Another hemp CBD oil miracle, almost you could say.
Yeah, and you know, if you remember the first time that I was on Fox back in January, when I talked about hemp, I actually mentioned the effect that the hemp oil has on epileptic type seizures. They actually cut it, and it wasn't to censor it. You know, they had to cut it down to fit the time segment, but
right.
They actually did not mention that in the report. But that is an amazing effect of the CBD oil and the THC oil as well. I mean,
sure.
The THC has a tremendous effect on the epileptic seizures as well.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, when we look at the science, you know, it's not like it's unknown. In fact, you revealed it as well on Fox that the U.S. government is aware of it. A lot of people are aware of the patents being held on treatments for cancer with cannabis or cannabidiol or the THC as well. But the scientific community is fraught with, let's say, hazards. They're not, you know, honest. People think science, it's above the fray, right? We don't do anything wrong. We're science.
We're scientists.
Yeah, it doesn't actually work out that way in reality, does it?
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, I think you're trying to lead into something, aren't you, Robert?
Could it be that somebody was caught with their hand in the pharmaceutical cookie jar? And when that happens, you can be sure TMB or RSB are on the job showing them this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, guess who's busted?
B-U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you, but you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you. You're busted.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man.
All right, who's going to jail and marry a big smelly man in this infertility study related to what is this? This is a stem cell study. I'm confused here. This is way deep.
Well, it's a stem cell study out of Japan, as I used to say, out of Tokyo,
Japan.
But the lead author her name is Haruko Obakata. Mm-hmm. And apparently she falsified some research. So she it looks like she altered some images. Can anybody say Photoshop? So apparently she altered some images to make it look like that the stem cell research that she was doing was having positive effects on the DNA fragments. And so the images that she was using were altered. And now she has not admitted that she has done anything wrong, but they did convene an investigatory committee and found out that of the it looks like six items that they looked at, six different pictures, it looks like at least two of them were falsified. They were photoshopped or they were altered to make it look like she had positive results when in actuality she did not. That's really the only details that we need to go into this. This is a little bit over my head as far as the stem cells.
Yeah, and what they were actually trying to do, Ty, but I think the point here is that there's a lot of chicanery, if you could say way, going on.
There is. There's a lot of chicanery. About a year ago, it was another doctor, Dr. Hwang Woo-Suk, and I'm like, no, I'm not making that up. It's his real name. He was caught falsifying stem cell research as well. And then, you know, we covered this over the last couple of years since we've been doing the Outside the Box. Can you believe we've been doing this almost 2 years now, Robert?
That's amazing.
But, yeah, it really is. It's kind of flown by. But, you know, we've covered Eli Lilly. We've covered Merck. We've covered Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline. Tens of millions, or tens of billions of dollars. I'm looking at 2-point-something billion dollars to Merck, 2-point-something to Pfizer, $3 billion to Glaxo. I mean, you total it up, it's in excess of $10 billion that just in the last couple of years these big pharma companies have been fined. Why? Because they've admitted to falsifying research. So this is pretty much standard operating procedure for researchers for the big pharmaceutical companies. They falsify research. It gets repeated. It gets published in medical journals. And then we have the snowball effect, you know, the domino effect, that it gets regurgitated by doctors that don't know any better. They assume that these medical journals are preaching the truth, or they're conveying information that's accurate, when in reality they're not.
No, and so, of course you have one study that is falsified is often cited in dozens, perhaps, of other studies. And then it calls into question all of those studies as well. So when, you know, somebody challenges you or says, Ty Bollinger, he's a crazy guy because he's not a real scientist, it's like, here you are busting all the real scientists to show that their science is false.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. But there's Big Pharma and their trolls have a lot of money. And there's no doubt there's people that are out there on Facebook that are trolling, that are paid trolls, just paid to make us look bad. And when in reality, the only thing that we're doing is just bringing light to the fact that a lot of the big pharma research, a lot of the scientists that they employ, have been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. I mean, we've referred to Dr. Scott Rubin many times, but that's just one of the best cases in point. I mean, he was on the Speakers Bureau for Pfizer, and he was caught in what has been called the largest case of research fraud in medical history, faking dozens of research studies that included Celebrex and Vioxx. Vioxx, you know, it has been implicated in the death of, 60,000 people, but that's okay because it was for big pharmaceutical companies. He gets a slap on the wrist. Can you imagine? We were talking about this the other day. Can you imagine all of the side effects that these drug companies are forced to list on these television commercials? Can you imagine if it were a natural product that were coming out, some kind of an herbal tea, and half of the commercial was fraught with side effects such as, you know, bleeding from the eyes, sudden death, you know, bleeding out of the other orifices, all these things that are listed as side effects of these drugs? Can you imagine how fast that herbal remedy would be taken off the market? I mean, it would be the speed of light. That thing would be gone.
Yeah, but I mean, it would ruin Einstein's theory of relativity, because they'd probably find the way to travel faster than the speed of light, because Dick Durbin would find a way to pull that supplement off in back in time.
Exactly. It's just such a double standard. You know, and people say, and here's what we get. You know, you look out there at the research, you look at these natural remedies, and we post stuff on our Facebook about raw milk. And somebody will post, hey, I drank raw milk and I got sick. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Maybe you got sick from something else. Maybe it was a bad batch of raw milk. But let's not implicate every drop of raw milk in the world because you got sick. But then we have drugs that kill tens of thousands of people. I mean, heck, the FDA admits on their own website that prescription drugs, legal prescription drugs, kill 100,000 people a year. Yeah. But nothing's made of that. But you get somebody that drinks raw milk or eats raw yogurt, and they get a stomach ache, and it makes national news.
Yes, indeed. And of course, if we're to point more of these things out, which need to happen to disillusion people on this infallibility of the science, the scientists, the doctors, etc., it is done with the idea that you are empowered with that information, that you won't walk through that proverbial dark alley with criminals waiting to get you. Or maybe they're nice criminals. They don't want to get you, but they trip and fall and they have a knife in their hand. You get hurt either way.
Man, it really is ridiculous, the battles that we have to fight to get the truth out there. But hey, I've got my quiver full of arrows. I know you do too. So let's hit this next story about the elephant in the room.
Yeah, what is this elephant in the room story?
Well, it's an expose on the corruption within the World Health Organization relating specifically to the harm that is done from electromagnetic radiation, which they call an article EMR. It's really amazing. Before we start, though, keep in mind The World Health Organization is a donations-based organization. Okay, they're the equivalent of a charity. And let me give you a guess, Robert, who the two biggest contributors to the WHO are. And this is not set up. I've not told Robert this about this before. So you might miss them, but go ahead and take
all
a
right.
guess.
Well, but indirectly, the United States does, because the United Nations were the major contributor to all UN activities as far
exactly.
as all the nations of the world.
So there's one. The United yeah. States is the number one contributor. Guess who number two is?
It would be Germany or Merck.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. All right. Okay.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
Bill the pill.
So, you know, just remember that the WHO, these decisions, that these studies that come out of the WHO, these papers, they're the equivalent of an international charity, and they're funded, number one and number two, by the USA and Bill Gates. So keep that in mind. So this article is looking at, and on February 3rd this year, just a couple months ago, a report that came out there in London by two co-authors, Professor Bernard Stewart, who is faculty of medicine, University of New South Wales, and Christopher Wild, who is director of the WHO's International Agency for the Research on Cancer, the IARC. Mm-hmm. So they released a report and had a press conference to tell people why the world is on the verge of a cancer tsunami. And this Elephant in the Room article goes to great lengths to describe one big elephant that they left out of the room, the elephant that was in the room that they left out of the report.
Yeah.
And that is electromagnetic radiation. It was a 650-page report. Mm-hmm. They did not mention the effect that electromagnetic radiation has on cancer, other than to say that it has no effect. Now, the interesting thing about that is that Wild, I believe it was Wild, I don't think it was Stewart, I think it was Wild, one of the directors, I hear the music. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. You'll be interested to hear Wild's position on the same thing about a year ago.
Oh, okay. Was there a flip-flop involved? The World Health Organization, a corrupt pharmaceutically
conflicted? There was a flip-flop that would make John Kerry proud.
Really? Oh, well, get ready for a flip-flop. Get your tennis shoes on or off if you like to do flip-flops barefoot. Let us know. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, TMBRSB, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's not a flip-flop.
That was John Kerry telling you what a flip-flop wasn't or what it is. who says what it is? TMB knows what a flip-flop is, and there's a flip-flop at the... is this the World Health Organization scientist that did this? What's going on with this EMR stuff?
Yeah, there was a huge flip-flop. What we were talking about before the break was this report back about a couple months ago in England, the WHO, World Health Organization, released, talking about this cancer tsunami, and the elephant in the room was the EMF, the EMR, electromagnetic radiation.
Right.
They did not talk about it. They admitted that there's predicted to be 50% to 70% increase in cancer over the next 10 years. They admitted that we're expecting by 2020, 22 million new cases of cancer every year. But they did not talk about the EMF or the EMR, and that's the elephant in the room. Now, here's the thing. When we talked about this over the break, everyone is affected with electromagnetic radiation. There's 7 billion cell phones on use every day. Did you know that? 7 billion?
That's
one
like,
for every person.
That's like two for every ear. I mean, come on, of the people who are using them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because, when you think of the fact that probably a good 50% of the world is not... It still doesn't have cell phones. That is about 2 per person with those that do.
Right.
But this is a big, big industry. And that's the thing you got to look at with these reports. The telecommunications is a huge industry. Now, here's what was interesting. We talked about the flip-flop, and Kerry says that's not a flip-flop. Look, I know what a flip-flop is. Okay, it's a little thing you wear. It's got the thing that goes between your big toe and your second
flip-flop.
Toe.
Yes.
Right, it's a flip-flop.
Yeah.
I know what a flip-flop is. But that's not the point. Here's the point. We talked about Christopher Wilde. He's the IARC director. Early 2011, I think it was in April or May of 2011, they issued a report about in microwave news. And he was quoted, along with a couple of dozen other scientists, as saying that the electromagnetic radiation, the ERF, and microwave radiation cause cancer. Now, he admitted they caused cancer 2 years ago, but now in this report, he says, no, there's no adverse effects. As a matter of fact, they asked him, are there any adverse effects that are associated with the EMR? And
what
he
said,
no, there are no adverse effects.
Well, let me check with John Kerry on this.
That's not a flip-flop.
Okay, well, that's not, I guess because of the fact that he said it did cause cancer in 2011, and now, let's see, we're 2 years later, so... Maybe it has something to do with the leap year or something. that it's not a flip-flop, because it's
right.
exact opposite information. But maybe 2 years later and a leap year in between, maybe it's not a flip-flop.
Some form of reverse gravitron matrix that did that recorded it wasn't a flip-flop.
Yeah.
So,
but I have no idea.
Now, do you have most everywhere you go is surrounded. Like Dr. Frank King was in New York City for the Carol Ald. He's going to be on this weekend with Carol. It's going to be great. But he said they were going, you know, a little bit crazy because of all the EM fields, and they're out in Asheville, more in the rural areas, and they can control that like we do. We're further out from a lot of these towers and things, and we can't even get cell service without getting a booster. So we turn off our router at night, the Wi-Fi off at night, and I know people still don't get that. That's important.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's one great thing that you can do to help minimize the EMF. And, you know, we can get to that after the break here at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk about an article that Mike Adams wrote, and we can get into some protective things that you can do to minimize your exposure to the EMF. But here's what's interesting about this article. There have been over 80 papers over the last couple of years that show the relationship between EMR, EMF, whatever you want to call it, and cancers, especially as it deals with the single-stranded DNA that the EMF rips apart single-stranded DNA in rats' brains, okay? Mm. So there's really not any kind of a conspiracy here. There's not any doubt as to whether there's a link with cancer. There definitely is. There's so many papers that it's unbelievable. The problem is we're just not hearing about them by the WHO.
Right. Well, it's just, what do you call it? Economics. It's business. You know, we have interest, and if we acknowledge this, of course, they can create enough mystery surrounding it.
Exactly. And that's what the telecommunications industry does. They circulate doubt. They say, we need more studies to confirm this. We're not real sure if it causes cancer. More studies are needed. Kind of like the ACS does with cancer research. We need, you know, the cure's right around the corner, but we need more studies. Send us more money. Same way the telecommunications industry is doing with this research. There's no doubt it causes cancer. WHO's just not telling you that.
But what does John Ketchup Carey say?
I have to respectfully disagree.
John Kerry's just not very agreeable today. But TMB is, RSB is, Super Don is, Justin's on the board. Give us a call if you'd like to be on board as well. 866-939-2355. How about infertility in men? Could it have anything to do with the cell phone in your pocket? Men, are you listening?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
John Kerry to complain. He's been on the show far too much today, TMB. JK, he's like...
You know what? I don't think you can get enough of John Kerry, actually.
You can't? Well, listen, no. we got another... He feels bad about interrupting us today, so let me hear one more thing from John.
I apologize profusely.
Okay. All right, John, we forgive you.
Too funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know what, RSV, before we hit the next story, I want to talk a little bit about that report by the WHO.
Sure.
The elephant in the room is the EMR that they did not mention. It reminded me of the 9/11 omission report.
Wasn't the commission report? What do you mean omission? They didn't leave anything out, did they?
Oh, is that what it's called, the commission? I always thought it was the 9/11 omission report. Maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps
the 9/11 commission of a crime report.
Oh, okay. You're right. It is the commission report. Anyway, the first draft, though, can you take a guess as to one huge building in New York City that was not mentioned? 47 floors, by the way.
Lucky number 7, building 7. That's right. They forgot to mention building 7 in the 9/11 commission report.
Yeah, here's what's interesting. So you have the biggest attack on American soil in history. I'm not saying who'd done it, but it was an attack for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Biggest attack on American soil. Three buildings in New York City fell. Only two of them were initially mentioned in the 1,000-plus page report. Something smells. It's almost as if they didn't want to talk about Building 7. I mean, that couldn't be the case, though. I mean, they wouldn't purposely omit something that could be damning evidence against the official story, would they?
Well, listen, we opened today's show talking about the EPA experimenting on sick people and old people with toxic pollutants. So, of course, it would never happen.
Of course it would never happen.
Yeah.
But that's what this WHO story reminded me of, the fact that here is this is a huge, huge contributor to cancers, the EMR, the EMFs.
Right.
And it's not even addressed in this report. This World Cancer Report 2014 by the World Health Organization, 6 years in the making, they don't even talk about EMR.
Yeah, we're just the WHO. Don't pay attention to us or Bill Gates. Americans' brains are being fried by cell towers. New scientific evidence reveals shocking extent of electropollution damage. This is by Mike Adams, the health ranger at naturalnews.com. And this is something you don't typically see in the regular old media, even though they're coming around on some issues. But this one, they really haven't.
They really haven't. And the cell towers, that's another huge thing. The cell towers causing confusion, causing irritability, difficulty sleeping, lack of appetite, and so forth. Very good article that Mike put up here just in the last couple of days. Now, why are cell towers a problem? Because they broadcast and receive electromagnetic switching signals. So, as Mike mentions in the article, human biology and the brain in particular rely on electrobiochemical pathways to function properly. And the scientists are coming around and they're saying, hey, chronic exposure to low levels of this EMF, EMR pollution interferes with the body's functioning, the healthy functioning of the brain and the body at the cellular level. This is just another instance. More data is coming out to show that these cell phone towers are causing serious problems. And guess how many there are in the United States?
You cell phone towers?
Yeah, guess the number.
It's more than seven.
There's nine. There's nine. No, okay, sorry. I don't know where I got
nine?
That number.
Is that only nine?
There's 190,000 cell towers.
190,000, you know, to try to escape them. I mean,
you can't. Yeah. You really can't. As a matter of fact, in the article, Mike embedded an image that shows the cell phone coverage by just AT&T, and that's not the only cell towers. That's just one of many carriers, but you look at that image, it's just the whole United States is almost completely orange, probably 85-90% is orange, which means that you're exposed to cell phone or cell tower radiation all the time.
Right.
It just never stops because I think that he says in the article they have a range of something like 21 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, so, the distance you can put between yourself and them is helpful because it weakens the signal.
Exactly.
But even so, how many of those people that don't live near cell phone towers still have cell phones? And it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. We've experimented with these high tech gadgets. We don't know. I don't know personally if they work. Sometimes they can do thermographic images as you hold it to your head and see. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't endorsed anyone, but do I use them? Sure. Why not? Anything you can try to do to neutralize it. But as I said, turn the stuff off at night. Absolutely turn it off at night. And what else can you do? Not hold it in the same place, men, every day.
Yeah.
Particularly next to the boys. You know what I'm talking about? In your pocket?
Great idea.
Because high levels of what? Infertility associated with keeping the cell phone down there.
Yeah, exactly. There are. And, let's talk about this article, this radiation and male infertility, and then let's go into some protective measures that you can put into place to help minimize your exposure to this. So let's talk about that article that's on Global Research Report that I think they just published yesterday. Low sperm counts are now being associated with the electromagnetic frequencies, radiation frequencies there that are from a lot of times cell phones. So yet another reason to watch out where you carry the cell phone. As Robert just mentioned, if you put it in your pocket, not really a great place, especially if you're a guy, because pocket's really close to your male thingies down there, the reproductive thingies. And so you don't want to put radiation that close all the time, especially if your cell phone is low on charge, believe it or not. Because if your cell phone has a low charge, in other words, if you don't have it charged up enough, it uses more radiation to get a signal.
Interesting.
But we can talk about that when you get to protective. But this is an article that it's very timely. Look at carrying your cell phone off of your body. If you're in the car, don't have it in your pocket. Don't set it in your lap. Set it on the other seat.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting. One of the interesting things I saw in the article is that What about Bluetooth? Because that's the response that you always get when you talk about the cancerous effect of cell phones. Well, I use a Bluetooth. Guess what this article said about a Bluetooth? It says it's worse,
Oy.
According to several studies. Why?
Oy.
Because if you got your phone in your pocket and your Bluetooth on your head, now your brain's getting it and your male area is getting it too.
Completing the circuit, not in a good way. And by the way, don't put it in the seat next to you if your wife or kid is in that seat. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put it in your kids' laps either.
Maybe if John Kerry is sitting next to you, but no, don't.
But I don't think it would cause cancer with Kerry. It definitely wouldn't cause brain cancer with Kerry, because in order to get brain cancer, you actually have to have the brain to start with.
Ow! John Kerry,
he's safe there.
He looks like a cell phone, doesn't he?
He looks like something. I don't want to mention that here on the air. It might cause people to get nauseated. But look, laptop radiation is a problem. So we're not just talking about cell phones too. If people that have their laptops on their lap as they're mm-hmm. using them. I guess that's why they're called laptops, because people set them on their lap. I'm smart. I think of these kind of things.
You figured that out all by yourself?
I figured it out. As my dad used to say, as he pointed at his head, he would say, kidneys. So, yeah, I got lots of kidneys.
Let you out of the CPA closet?
I don't know, man. I need to go back to the Batcave after this show. But, if you're sitting your laptop on your lap, which you really shouldn't do, you're getting a heap and helping of radiation. Okay, so the
a
main
heaping,
thing to remember,
a heaping helping, heaping I'm helping. Sorry, your Southern is coming out. A heaping helping of radiation. You don't want that. You want a heaping helping of organic non-GMO grits. That would be much
exactly,
better.
Exactly, but not a heaping helping of radiation. But I think what we want to focus on here is if you have a device that's emitting EMR, electromagnetic radiation, which whether it be a cell phone, whether it be a laptop, keep it as far away from your body as is possible. But let's get to some protective measures, okay? Because mm-hmm. one of the things that Robert mentioned, and this is a great idea, if you've got a wireless router in your house, turn it off at night. That means that half the day you're not going to be getting exposed to the electromagnetic radiation that it emits. That's a great idea. If you've got a cell phone, instead of using headphones, okay, Bluetooth headphones, use a speakerphone. Put it on speaker if you're using it to talk. I know that sometimes it's not as easy to hear or they can't hear you as well, but at least you're not, blitzing your body with radiation by holding that cell phone to your head. Because we've talked about this before. Dr. George DiCarlo, he was hired by a major telecom company back in the 80s to research the effects of the electromagnetic radiation, specifically
right.
cell phone radiation. And he mm-hmm. found that yes, they do cause brain cancer. So they do. Keep it away from your head if possible. Also, as I mentioned earlier, keep your phone charged up, because when you get the bars that are low, that means it's not charged enough. It has to work harder in order to get a signal. So keep it charged up. And believe it or not, texting instead of talking is good, because it keeps it away from your head.
So, yeah, vital areas of function. That's very good. Also, one of my favorite homeopathic remedies, of course, is the EMF detox, which we'll probably show a bottle when we do our RSV TMB 180 today after the show on the RS Bell
Great
Media
idea.
Channel on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, always all the cancer protective mechanisms and supplements we've talked about, increasing selenium levels, increasing silica levels, carnivora. How often have we talked about carnivora modulating immunity positively in these cases as well?
Exactly. Yeah, all great things that you can do to help minimize or to help to sweep out the radiation from your body. And I know that Mike Adams has a new product that's going to be coming out soon that we're going to love to be talking about. We can't talk about it yet because it's not out, but it will help to eliminate radiation from your body. So that's something that we'll be talking about in the upcoming weeks. One of the most practical things you can do is just minimize use of your cell phone. I mean, the only time I use my cell phone is if I'm traveling and I need it to get messages. But other than that, I mean, when I pick up my cell phone here is every 3 or 4 days. I'll have several messages from people that called several days before, and I just have to get back and say, sorry, I just don't use my cell phone. I just don't use it. And so that's one of the things. It's hard to do because we live on our handhelds, we live on our cell phones, we live on our devices. Mm-hmm. But if you can do it, minimize the use. I know it's easier said than done, especially for people that are kind of conducting business on the go.
Yeah, I was going to recommend traveling with a couple of tin cans and a string, but I can't even say that because most of the cans are lined with bisphenol A plastifiers.
It's like, what do you do now, right? It's hitting us from all directions.
I know. Run! Hide! We better be practical about these.
We do, and I think this goes back to our fundamental mantra that we like to preach on the show. The power to heal is yours, and so start taking control of the things that you can take control of. You can control certain things. Take control of them. You can control your diet, which has a lot of bearing on the effect of this electromagnetic radiation on your body. A body that is being fueled with organic raw foods is going to be a lot more able to detox this radiation than a body with an immune system that's compromised. So control what you can.
Control for what you have the power to control, and then, you know, turn over the rest to the Creator. That's a good way. Surrender that part of it. Hey, also, Carnivore extended its sale. Buy two, get one free of the capsules. Carnivore.com. Click the link at robertscottbell.com. It's going on, I think, till about April 15th. Everybody knows that deadline.
But how about...
Make it a lifeline and get some Carnivora today. We'll be back with more powerful healing and soft drinks. Oh, no, I'm not drinking any, are you?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Cloella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 60-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Y'all, are you looking for a diet drink? Last time I had one, I puked in the kitchen sink. Full of bad ingredients, cancer-causing potion. Get rid of the aspartame. That's a total notion.
Oh, is that Mike Adams or wow. Is that TMB?
That was me, actually. It sounded like Mike, though, didn't it?
Wow. Who knew?
That came out of nowhere.
I think I'll leave the rapping to Mike. He does a much better job than I do.
Hold on. We thought we left John Kerry behind, but he's got something to say as well.
Some of these things are hard to listen to.
Oh, God. He's so mean.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? As much as I loathe John Kerry, he's right. Yeah. I got to agree with him. That was kind of hard to listen to.
Dude, I was kind of impressed, actually. I was impressed. That was like came out of nowhere for that one. Anyway, hey, oh, by the way, our good friends at Better Way Health, Reggie and the gang. Yes, Buns, you too. they have the video of when TMB and RSB were together with Dr. Jockers and AJ Lanigan. We did Answers to Cancer, and it's available for download, the video, $9.95. And when you call up Better Way Health and say, I need my beta-1,3-D glucan, say, hey, not only do I want the video, but I want a copy of Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB, because they have too. How cool
they
is that?
They got that, too. Yeah, very cool.
So very one cool. Stop, man. One stop. You get it all.
One stop. Now, I bet you're wondering why I brought us in with a rap about diet sodas, but the reason is we got an article here we can cover right quick. That diet drinks have now been linked with heart disease and death. So not only cancer, right? We covered the story about a year ago, and I think Mike broke that story as well. That it was the longest study that had ever been done on diet sodas and cancer. Over 77,000 women and 40-something thousand men. They showed that one diet soda a day increased the risk of leukemia and multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin lymphoma by anywhere from 40 to 100%. Well, now Here's another study that shows that diet drinks are now being linked with heart disease.
Oh, man, incredible. It's why we call them diet death. I mean, honestly, if you're drinking that stuff and think you're going to lose weight, much less do anything good for you, you're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're not listening outside the box. You haven't read Cancer Step Outside the Box yet, and you need to.
And you know what, Robert? I was thinking about it. Why would they be linked? Because the article's very vague. It's a CNBC article, very vague as to the linkage. But I started hypothesizing, as I oftentimes do when I sit in my office, I hypothesize.
Hey, do not hypothesize too intensely, or else we might have to give CPR to a CPA, which I'm not sure I know how to do.
I'm not sure that we can do that, because I think the total number of acronyms exceeds the EPA's allowed daily acronyms there. So, but anyway, so here's the linkage I would hypothesize. People that are drinking diet drinks, how many times have you seen somebody, well, we don't go to these restaurants anymore, but I remember used to go into the fast food restaurant, somebody would order a Big Mac and French fries and a diet soda. So they think that the diet sodas are evening out the calories that they're ingesting by eating all of these foods that are going to cause heart attacks. So, you know, maybe that's part of it. The people that drink the diet drinks are oftentimes eating food that is causing heart attacks because of the hydrogenated oils, the excessive bad fats, and,
sure,
and all the other things that are in them.
Well, that was part of their argument to say, we're not sure if it's caught, because what about these other behavioral factors? And yes, they're real. We wouldn't discount them. But anybody drinking things that break down into methanol and formic acid,
yeah,
and, you know, the nasty stuff.
Formaldehyde, sure. Can't be good,
yeah,
for you.
Exactly. So there you go.
Unless you want to look like a cadaver, right? Because that's what they embalm people with, formaldehyde, and that's what the methanol converts to with,
right,
the aspartame,
right,
that are in a lot of the diet sodas.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, that's not what we do here. But what we do is, from time to time, travel around together. I want to mention July 18th through 21st, Ty Bollinger, TMB, and RSB will be together. Maybe,
yeah,
we get supered on there as well. But the event at Dr. Frank King's place in Asheville, North Carolina. We're still waiting,
oh, yeah,
for a sign-up list, but please hold that time open for July. Do a road trip. We're going to get our families together. It's going to be a great weekend. Also, Super Don, we're going to Denver. We're going to Denver for
we
the
are.
Cannabis Cup, and
Denver.
I'm still not sure what's going to happen there. I'm a little nervous.
Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say it's going to be interesting because they've got a huge lineup of all kinds of people talking about all aspects of cannabis and hemp. There's going to be a big presence there from NORML, the National Organization for Reforming Medical Marijuana Laws. Americans for Safe Access is going to be there. They're going to be talking to a bunch of veterans about marijuana being used for trauma and PTSD.
Oh, nice.
And I just discovered that we may get a chance to run into Snoop Dogg.
That was Ty Bollinger, who was doing Snoop Dogg when we got in from the break, Ty.
Hey, you know what? What we need to do is to get Super Donnie Don to meet Snoop Doggy Dog.
That would be great. I want that picture. We'll put that one on a hat. And not smoke it.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, guys, what a great Outside the Box Wednesday. And thanks again to another supermom for being with us, Penny Howard, Hope for Harper. Until tomorrow, and of course, until next week, TMB, thank you. Super Don, thank you. Justin, thank you. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.